Welcome to the Medina Township Trustees Meeting. This is an emergency meeting for 2:00 start time. The time is 2:30 start time. The time is 2:30. Date is February 14th, 2024. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
The purpose of the meeting is to rescind resolution 02122024-028 and approve COSI resolution 02142024-029. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Trustee Eastwood with the actual resolutions.
Well, I would make a motion to rescind resolution 02122024-028.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. We did some re-verbalizing to accommodate some requests within township officers and to clarify some things is really the only difference. We did make one adjustment because we found a staff person who wasn't on current payroll who we were paying AD&D for. So the only difference dollar-wise on the proposed resolution now versus before was removing that $10 off each month's invoice, just to kind of give a summary of the changes. So I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 02142024-029, a resolution to authorize the fiscal officer to make reduced payments on the December, January, and February invoice received from COSI for Medical Mutual Insurance Company. Whereas Medina Townships received the following invoices from COSI for Medical Mutual Health Insurance for the township employees and elected officials. Invoice number 03256715-1, dated 11/10/2023, for the amount of $27,504.21. Invoice number 03289-6453-1, dated 12/14/2023, for the amount of $33,817.43. And invoice number 03309-6214-3, dated 1/16/2024, for the amount of $33,817.43. And whereas a disagreement has arisen as to whether the full amount of the premium should be paid by the township, which disagreement is the subject of a pending mandamus action. And whereas Medical Mutual has communicated to the township that it will maintain insurance coverage for Medina Township employees if the township pays the invoice premium less the disputed amount until the dispute is resolved by the court. Copy of the Medical Mutual's October 26 letter is attached and hereto as Exhibit A. And whereas Trustee Eastwood is based upon the Medical Mutual's October 26, 2023 letter and an estimated amount of dispute would be based on the December 2023 invoice and the approximate 20% increase in insurance premiums in the January and February invoices. Prepared a February 1, 2024 memo to Fiscal Officer Ventura that shows the following calculation of the disputed amount for each of the above listed invoices. $961 to be deducted from invoice number 03256715-1 dated 11/10/2023. $1,147.21 to be deducted from the invoice number 03289-6453-1 dated 12/14/2023. And $1,147.21 to be deducted from invoice number 03309-6214-3 dated 1/16/2024. A copy of Trustee Eastwood's February 1, 2024 memo is attached as Exhibit B. And whereas Amy Kelly, Director of Legal Affairs, Regulatory, for Medical Mutual confirmed the accuracy of Trustee Eastwood's calculations of the disputed amount to be deducted from the December, January, and February invoices in a February 1, 2024 email, a copy of which is attached hereto as Exhibit C. And whereas Trustee Eastwood spoke with Mark Herwick of Homestead Insurance and modified the invoices, lowering each monthly invoice by $10. Now therefore, it is hereby resolved by the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Section 1, that the fiscal officer is hereby authorized and directed to pay the COSI invoices in accordance to the calculations prepared by Trustee Eastwood as shown on Exhibit B and modified further by a reduction of $10 each, which will result in the following payments for December 2023, January 2024, and February 2024 invoices. Invoice number 03256714-1, dated 11-10 of 2023, at cost of $26,532.93. Invoice number 03289-6453-1, dated 12-14 of 2023, at a cost of $32,660.22. And invoice number 03309-6214-3, dated 1-16 of 2024, dated $32,660.22. It is hereby found and determined that all formal actions of this township concerning and related to the adoption of the resolution were adopted in an open meeting of the Township Trustees, and that all deliberations of the Township Trustees and any of the committees had resulted in such formal action where a meeting was open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. This resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its adoption.
Second. Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
That is all I have, Mr. Chair.
Very good. With the resolution read and approved, that concludes the meeting, so I move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned at 2:39.